VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S.-backed forces fighting to recapture the last Islamic State group outpost in Syria admitted on Sunday they were facing, quote, difficulties defeating the extremists. They said they were being slowed by mines, tunnels, and concerns over harming women and children among the militants. The battle to capture the extremist group's last patch of territory in eastern Syria, a collection of tents covering foxholes and underground tunnels in the village of Baghouz, has dragged on for weeks amid an unexpected exodus of civilians from the area. In New Zealand, some of the bodies of the 50 people killed in Friday's massacre at two mosques are now being turned over to their families so they can be buried according to Muslim tradition. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports.
This is a haka being performed outside the Al Noor Mosque in Christchurch. 41 people were killed here in Friday's attack, and the emotional Maori war dance paid tribute to those lost as mourners silently stood by. Two days after its deadliest peacetime mass killing, New Zealand is still reeling. The death toll continued to rise Sunday, with police discovering another body at one of the mosques.
As of last night, we were able to take all of the victims from both of those scenes. And in doing so, we have located a further victim.
And at Christchurch Hospital, more than a dozen people are still in critical condition, including a child.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. Officials have arrested a 28-year-old Australian Brent Harris Tarrant and accused him of carrying out the horrific attack. This is VOA News. Facebook says